If you'd like to turn and read with me, I'll be in St. John, the first chapter, starting the first verse. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. And in Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. And I was, this morning I preached at Ferry Valley, and I gave everything I had up there. And I pondered and prayed all afternoon, what am I going to come down here and stand on? Because it's worried me, and I've been absolutely slapped. Nearly sick to death trying to figure out what I was going to preach over. And it come to me before I left the house that Jesus is the light of the world, and He'll be the light as long as you'll let Him be the light. And I wasn't 100% if that was for sure what I was really going to try to stand on. And Jaden and Randy, when they come up here and started singing "Let My Life Be a Light," they really come unto me and showed me that's really where I need to be, is letting the church know that I need to let my life be a light. They need to realize that Jesus is the light. If you look back in the Old Testament, you look at Achan, he brought sin into the camp. And they took him out and stoned him because he wasn't really following the Lord. And if you read over in the Bible, I don't know exactly where exactly it says it at, but it says anything you do in darkness shall be sighted from the housetops. It don't necessarily mean that you're doing it in absolute darkness, because darkness is sin. The Bible says your sins will find you out, just like it did Achan out there. And if you're willing to follow in sin, you're willing to die in sin. The Bible says that God admits it, that there is pleasure in sin, but it's only for a season. After that, it brings forth death, because there's no winning with sin. But if you got Jesus on the inside, you're on the winning side, because He is the light of the world. And I'm sure plenty of you have looked up at the S-O-N and realized how bright it is. It gives you yellow spots in your eyes and you can't really see. If you try to read afterwards, it's nearly impossible. But if you go read in the ninth chapter of the book of Acts, when Saul was walking down under the way to Damascus, he had the light shine around about him. If you read it, he calls out "Lord" with a capital L, because he recognized that light this evening. And he was blinded, but if you're willing to look at him, he'll not only fix your eyes. When Ananias come down and touched him, it took the scales off his eyes. And when you realize Jesus is the light, you'll be seeing with a different set of eyes than when you first started. If you want to come get a verse of a song.